Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting tight security for New Year's Eve celebrations.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year to our friends in Australia, where it's already 2016. In Sydney, one of the first population centers marking the dawn of a new year as Australians gathered to enjoy one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. 7 tons of pyrotechnics for a 12-minute show that cost $5.1 million. Elsewhere, 2015 is clinging to its final few hours. Security is tight at New Year's celebrations as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks. Jakarta was on high alert after Indonesian police uncovered plans for a terror attack on the capital during the festivities. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Police in Brussels say they've arrested a 10th suspect in connection with the November 13th terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. They also reported Thursday that 6 more people have been detained for questioning about a suspected New Year's Eve terror plot. 2 people have already been detained for that same plot. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. The threat comes as Iraq accused Turkey of only partially withdrawing its tanks and soldiers in order to protect its training camp in Bashika in northern Iraq. But Mr. Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying that Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. This is VOA News.